God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We have some Italians in our midst, or rather, people who speak Italian. So I will share a bit of English and a bit of Italian. And the Lord will give me grace.
Amen. Amen.
You know, when you preach, it's on a different level.
Yes.
The supernatural force takes over you.
Amen.
Praise God. I've experienced it many times.
Hallelujah.
The language I didn't speak before, I spoke it when I came to the pulpit.
Amen.
I don't know whether I got it right. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. Now there's something Brother John said a little while ago. He says your antenna should be tuned to listen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now when you have the antenna of the radio tuned properly, now we are entering the digital age, things are changing. But you look at the old technology, the antenna normally grabs airwaves, isn't it? It gets radio waves, it gets signals. I want us to understand that God is always speaking. God is always
speaking.
But it depends on how your antenna is tuned before you can hear what God is saying. Hallelujah. Dio parla sempre. Ma gli uomini non ci badano. In realtà, ho dato un esempio di una radio, la tecnologia di un radio con le antenne. Quando mettiamo bene le antenne, possiamo ricevere alcuni segnali. Possiamo prendere un canale in modo chiaro. Ma se non aggiustiamo benissimo quell'antenna, non possiamo ascoltare quel canale. In realtà Dio sta parlando sempre. Sempre, sempre, sempre. Ma gli uomini non si ascoltano, non udono, perché le antenne non sono puntati benissimo per ascoltare ciò il Signore sta dicendo. Per cui la Bibbia dice: ascolti ciò che lo Spirito sta annunciando alla Chiesa. That is why it is written again and again: mind how you hear. Or it says, blessed are those who hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. He's always saying. The Spirit is always what?
Saying.
And you see, our ability to receive from the Spirit is what will give us our salvation. Praise God. La nostra capacità di ricevere la comunicazione dello Spirito è ciò che porta la nostra liberazione, salvezza, guarigione, tutto ciò che noi desideriamo. It's very important we understand these principles. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't be deceived by activity. Outward activity is very deceitful. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Outward activity is very deceitful. I want you to take the example of a butterfly. The butterfly changes from the phase of the what pupa?
Lava.
The larva, the pupa, and it eventually evolves into a butterfly. Praise God. Now listen to me carefully. When the butterfly starts to change, you don't see any activity. It is just there in one spot as if it is dead. But there is something happening there within that butterfly that no man can see. except the butterfly itself.
Amen.
The only thing you will suddenly see is a beautiful creature flying out of that thing that you thought was dead. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is how we put away the old man. We let us down. Putting away the what?
Old man.
We have to put away the old man. And it does not come by activity. It comes by silent meditation. You have to enter into your closet. You have to enter into the inner part of your heart. And sit down. And fellowship with the Lord. That is what will bring your salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, I knock at the door of your heart. If you open the door, I will enter in and sup with you. He never told you that if I will come and take you out to have big conferences and big shows. Amen.
Amen.
It's very important we understand these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let these things take you away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What matters is how you can hear what God is telling you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Non dobbiamo essere portati via dalle apparenze. Hallelujah. Ciò che conta nella nostra cammina con Dio è come possiamo ricevere da Lui. Hallelujah. Lui sta bussando continuamente sulla nostra porta, porta del nostro cuore, per entrare e avere questa comunione con noi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Questo è ciò che porta la salvezza. Andando di qua, di là, a pastore, chiesa a chiesa, quelle cose non portano la salvezza. Alleluia.
Amen.
È come le radici del sole, è ovunque. Dio è ovunque. Lui sta parlando, ma gli uomini non ci badano. Sono distratti. Hanno il loro mente ottenebrati affinché non sentano la voce del loro padre. Alleluia. Il momento, quel momento quando l'uomo comincia ad ascoltare, lui sarà elevato da quel stato di povertà allo stato del figlio di Dio.
Amen.
Ho dato un esempio di un farfalla. Alleluia. Quel farfalla è un simbolo, è un tipo di parabola. Perché le cose che noi vediamo con le nostre occhi sono tutte parabole. Alleluia.
Amen.
Quel farfalla si vede un tipo di processo chiamato metamorfosi. In cui questo farfalla è mutato da una fase di un pupa, un lava a un farfalla. A un punto questo farfalla diventa un crisili, un tipo di lava che è fermo, rimane fermo per qualche giorno. A quel punto lì sembra morti, come forse non c'è attività, ma in realtà dentro di questo pupa c'è un cambiamento dentro lui. Alleluia. E a quel momento stabilito si appare un farfalla piena di colore.
Amen.
Questo rappresenta la nostra trasformazione a quel creatura ad immagine di Dio.
Amen.
Perché dobbiamo volare. Siamo nati per volare.
Alleluia.
Siamo creature celesti. Perché il nostro padre è celesti. Dobbiamo volare come farfalla, non come quel bruco che striscia sulla terra. Alleluia. Quella bruttissima cosa, levitato. Alleluia.
Amen.
So that is why we have to hear the trumpet of God. Alleluia.
Amen.
And in the next few weeks, I want to share something about the seven trumpets.
Amen.
Now, this is a message that I recorded. Are you listening?
Yes.
The seven trumpets. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you are patient to follow these teachings, you're going to hear things that will change your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because these messages will show you your way back to God's garden, the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
It will show you your way back to the throne of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It will show you a way back to experience the glory of the ages to come in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I advise you to stay tuned and follow the messages. Hallelujah. These things will remain with you forever.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I had my first, you know, encounter with God when I was a teenager. I was still in school, praise God.
Amen.
And these are things I have to say out so that you will know I know where I'm coming from. Praise God. Paul said that he knows of a man who was caught up into the third heavens and he saw things, he heard things. Praise God, which were unlawful for men to hear. Paul said he heard those things, he was caught up into heaven. Those things were unlawful for men to hear. But you know what? God is taking you away from the midst of men.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He's redeeming you from the level of men. That is why I can tell you these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyway, if anybody wants to remain a man, he will not receive these teachings. He will live here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we had those experiences also. And for a while we were shy, we wanted to hide away from responsibility, but it kept coming again and again. It says that nobody can taste of the goodness of the Lord and turn around and say another thing.
Hallelujah.
You will still do it, whether you like it or not. Praise God.
Amen.
And the earlier the better. Because many things will go wrong. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I thought, you know that over the years, people have confirmed these things again and again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Even before even coming to the ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. Equidobiamo imparare delle sette trombe del Signore in questi prossimi settimane. Sette trombe sono messaggi alla Chiesa, messaggi molto importanti perché il Signore vuole che noi uomini conosciamo queste cose. Alleluia. Non c'è un via di uscita dalla tribolazione e tutti i dolori e gemito dell'uomo senza ascoltare questa tromba. Perché questo tromba è ciò che ci conduce, ci dà scampo da quel riami della morte. Alleluia. Ci porta, alleluia, a quel cima della gloria di Dio. Giudiamo veloci a Isaia capitolo 27, versetto 13. Isaia 27, verse 13. Isaiah 27 verse 13. Are we there?
Yes.
Isaiah nella Vecchia Testamento è abbastanza grande. Isaiah 27 versetto 13. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me read the English version first. Then Fatou will read the Italian version. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet, somebody say great trumpet.
Great trumpet.
Oh, hallelujah. Great. When you hear anything great in the Bible, it refers to God, the things of God.
Amen.
That means there's one great trumpet. The great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at
Jerusalem.
Finish. That's the end. Amen.
Amen.
Offering time. I was just trying to catch a joke from somebody I heard a joke some days ago. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In quel giorno suonerà una gran tromba. Quelli che erano perduti o perduti nel paese di Assiria e quelli che erano dispersi nel paese di Egitto verranno e si prostreranno davanti al Signore sul Monte Santo a Gerusalemme. Questo è la fine. Alleluia.
Amen.
A great trumpet, not a bear.
The great
trumpet shall what? Shall be blown. I want us to understand that this thing already is a great mystery. The prophets that prophesied these things did not know what they were talking about. And the sign seekers are looking for a day when everybody will stand still and hear a physical trumpet in the sky blowing. Amen.
Amen.
And when that trumpet blows, they feel that something will happen and the world will end. Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These things are in the Bible for you to see and to know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Bible speaks about the last trumpet, the trump of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And this thing is very important because it is the only way people can be raised back to life. You see what he's saying here? He says, those that were perishing. You know what it means to be perishing? You know, without the knowledge of God, you are just actually perishing. It's like you take out a fish from a water and leave the fish on the floor. It looks alive, but it's dying. It's dying. It's dying. It's good as dead. The original translation of the Genesis chapter 3 was, in the day you eat of that fruit, die, you shall die. It's a continuous process. When you are being driven away, further and further away from the knowledge of God. That is death. But the trumpet will sound and those that are perishing shall be transported to God's holy mountain. I shall not die, but I shall live to declare the glory of God beyond the gates of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Jerusalem, the city situated upon the mount of God. When you hear Paul saying, you have come to Mount Zion, this is what he's saying. He was speaking to those who have heard the message. People who have heard the trumpet through his ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Un gran tromba. Hallelujah.
Amen.
E quel gran tromba sta suonando oggi. E se c'è un unico motivo, cioè di raccogliere quelli che sono dispersi, quelli che stanno morendo, quelli che periranno nella loro trasgressione. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mentre suona questo tromba, si porta un risveglio agli uomini che dormono nelle tenebre. Hallelujah.
Amen.
E questi uomini sono portati di nuovo su Monte Sion. Questo è quel Monte Santo del Signore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
È lì che resta la benedizione. Se va a leggere Salmi 24, si parla del Monte Sion, si parla del questo santo monte. Alleluia.
Amen.
È lì che resta, Salmi 24, è lì resta la piena benedizione di Dio. E tu sai quale sia la piena benedizione di Dio? Dio stesso.
Amen.
Perché Lui ci ha dato tutta la sua gloria, ci ha dato il suo nome, alleluia, affinché viviamo per conto di Lui, viviamo in Lui, camminiamo in Lui, alleluia. Ciò che questo tromba fa è di portare un risveglio, alleluia. Quel gran tromba del Signore, senza ascoltare questo tromba, nessun uomo puoi tornare alla vita. Praise God. This is the importance of the trumpet of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the communication of the Spirit. The trumpet. Listen, you know, look at your trumpet here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And God sounds that trumpet through His messengers. Don't look in the book of Exodus. Esodo, andiamo al libro di Esodo 19, Exodus 19, sono i primi libri della Bibbia. Mi sa appunto Esodo. Vai dietro, vai dietro, fatto dietro. Alleluia. Esodo 19. Exodus 19, sorry, for those of you who just come. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you look like someone that has been here already for many years. You. You the shine. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for that.
Hallelujah.
When I saw you with your canvas and, you know, looking like a bugger boy. Hallelujah. You know the Ghanaians, they say bugger. Bugger boys. Isn't that so easy?
Bugger.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are you there? Exodus chapter 19.
Message.
Verse 16. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is God summoning His people to the holy mountain. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning, there were thunders, lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. How many of us know we are meeting with God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they stood at the neighbor part of the mountain. And Mount Sinai was all together on a smoke. Because that smoke is a cloud, actually. Because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded, listen, long and waxed what?
Louder
and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice, and the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us know that God is calling you to that mountain today? Amen.
Amen.
You don't want to go? Sit down, look. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Io appena letto da versetto 16 a 20. Hallelujah. E Dio che sta radunando il campo di Israele a quel monte Sinai, che in realtà è un'ombra, un tipo, in simbologia, è un tipo di Monte Sion. E si vede questo tromba che stava suonando, hallelujah. La Bibbia dice che quel suono della tromba era molto molto alto. Fammi leggere quella parte, versetto 19. Il suono della tromba si faceva sempre più forte. Mosè parlava a Dio, gli rispondeva con una voce. Il Signore dunque dice, il Signore dunque scese sul monte Sinai, in vetta al monte, e il Signore chiamò Mosè sulla vetta del monte, e Mosè vi salì. Alleluia.
Amen.
Allora, si vede qua che questo è un tipo di pattern, un trend, che deve ripetersi nella nostra vita. Alleluia.
Amen.
Perché questo tromba sta suonando, e lo scopo è di farci salire su questo monte. Tieni conto che dobbiamo perdersi nel questo suono della tromba. Are you listening to me?
Oh, yes.
This loud trumpet. You know, it's getting what?
Louder and louder.
You know why? It has to drown every other voice. It has to be so loud that you cannot even hear, we can't hear each other speak anymore. It has to annul all every other voice. You know that we have to be lost in God's voice. If you look at the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says the voice of God walked in the garden. Somebody say, but Pastor, this is getting too much. The voice of God was what? Walking
in the garden.
Have you heard of a voice walking before? Adam was in fellowship with that voice. You see, when we are spiritually elevated, all we can hear is the voice of God. Because everything you see is speaking and declaring God. So that trumpet has to go louder, 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 louder until we lose knowledge of ourselves. We are lost in that voice. That's the way it can be purified, eh? Forget trying to purify yourself by methodologies of men or trying to be a good man. It won't work. The more you hear the voice, the more you fellowship with the voice, the more you are alive with the voice, the more you are. This world dissolves in your eyes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the way you are purified. We have to get lost in this voice. Get lost with the fellowship with the voice of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you hear only that voice, it shall come to pass the same that the glory of God is as the waters that cover all you can see is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those that are in outer darkness see things in parables. Everything you see in this world is just a parable about God. Everything. And at times we are chasing parables day and night. We are fighting for parables, fighting, you know, and there are some things that are very offensive. Some things that we hold in very high esteem. And when you only hear one day that it was only a parable. the thing that you are sweating and holding and fighting for, you don't discover one day, but you are only fighting for a parable, something that never existed. The message is not popular because it dissolves everything. Everything that you have as a man, it takes it away. So that you can have only God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we must be lost in that voice. Hallelujah. Dobbiamo perdersi nel quel suono, quell'altissimo suono della tromba. Hallelujah. Dobbiamo ascoltare solo quel voce. Hallelujah. Questo è l'unico modo per essere guariti, per essere purificati e di ascoltare quel voce. Deve suonare fortemente nel nostro cuore. Hallelujah. Perché mentre suona, ogni barriera nella nostra vita sarà abbattuta e distrutta. Do you remember the story of Joshua? The wall of Jericho?
Fall down.
Do you know what they did to make that wall fall down?
Yes.
They first of all blew the
trumpet,
the priest. After that, they shouted with what?
A loud voice.
Listen to that word. A
loud voice.
That's one voice. That's that same great trumpet. And what happens?
The wall of Jericho collapsed. Give way.
Are you listening? Those walls of your life are high things that are hindering you from progressing. Those things that are making you live in fear and worry, hallelujah, day and night, that you cannot rest, hallelujah. All those things that are tormenting you, they will give way.
Amen.
If you can listen to the voice of God, the great trumpet in this last day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's raising you out of that level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cerchiamo la liberazione. Cerchiamo guarigione. Liberazione da quelli che ci tormentano. Ascoltare la voce del Signore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Solo ascoltando possiamo avere la liberazione totale. You don't want somebody, you don't want to be going from church to church for deliverance every year. You know? You know, I've seen some sisters, I don't know, at times it looks like a joke. I've seen them in different revivals, the same way they fall down and manifest. They've been falling down and manifesting for many years. We've been in this country for how many years now? Almost 20 years. From those days we were fellowshipping in a Ghanaian church years ago, I've seen some people, the same people, when the pastor said, come and let me pray for you, they will lay down. And the same way they fell 10 years ago, they're still falling like that.
They like it.
And now it has become a game, a joke. Some come out and don't give testimony. That same testimony they have been giving years ago. And I just watch, I just look at them. When will this cycle end? When they hear the trumpet, the great trumpet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rompere questo cerchio, questo perché tanti gente girano le stesse problemi per anni, senza trovare la vittoria. Hallelujah. Ma la vittoria avviene quando loro ascoltano la tromba di Dio. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Questo è l'unico modo. Now let's round up quickly, fast. Psalm 29. Let us read this one together. We'll read first. Psalm 29 from verse 1. Are we there?
Yes.
Let's go. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the
waters.
The Lord of glory thundereth.
The
The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is what?
Powerful.
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. The Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaken the wilderness. The Lord shaken the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hands to calf and discovered the forest. And in his temple of everyone speak of the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's come there. Hear what the voice of the Lord can do? We're talking about the trumpet. This great trumpet. It says what? It removes, it breaks what the cedars of
Lebanon.
Do you know what the cedars of Lebanon are? These are strong, these are very mighty trees, strong trees. They were firm. They are symbols of things that cannot be moved. But they say the voice of the Lord will do what?
Move it.
Have you heard of a mountain skipping? Those big mountains. You know when you fly over Switzerland, you see those high mountains. The Bible says the voice of God will make the mountains to what? They will skip. Praise God. The voice of God shaken the wilderness. The wilderness is a place of unbelief where men who are perishing live. It's the realm of hell and death where there is no life. The voice of God will do what? We overturn that realm. It's not the laying of hand, eh? Are you listening to me? It's how you will hear the voice of God that will bring your deliverance forever. I won't deceive you. Amen. You know what pastors do? When you come to them, they will tell you how the situation, they will call you and they will explain to you. And they will make it in a way that you will come back again and again and again. And after that, some small time will don't share. Amen. You come back and you will not call other people who have that same problem to that pastor. And the numbers will be increasing. And they deceiving each other.
And the income will be increasing.
Yes. Until after many years, their eyes will open and they'll go to another pastor.
They
go to another pastor. And when they've stayed there for some years, they discover it's a lie, they move to another one. Listen to me, it's the voice of God that will do what? That will deliver you.
Amen.
Anything that has troubled you from your childhood, hurts, pains, listen to the voice of God. It will do what? Deliver you.
Amen.
That same voice is the voice that says, Lazarus! Come! That is the great trumpet. That's why God, he deliberately made it loud to demonstrate that this is the great trumpet. Come out of the tomb. Come out from your bondages. He loosened Lazarus. He loosened the handkerchief over the face. Come out from the realm of the dead. And enter back into your glory. Son of God. Hallelujah. He came to set the captives free. And it happens by hearing the great trumpet. Lazarus heard. And he obeyed. The Lord is telling you today, come
forth.
Henceforth, do I live no longer after the flesh, but after the
Spirit,
which is the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Adam, let us Psalm 29, que la liberación viene ascoltando la voz del Señor. Aleluya. La voz del Señor es ciò que si rompe quel cedri. No, questi cedri di Libano in realtà sono considerati alberi molto, molto, molto forti, molto, molto grandi. È un simbolo di fermezza, è un simbolo di una cosa che non può essere spostato. Ma però la Bibbia sta dicendo qua che la voce del Signore è in grado di rompere, di spezzare i cetri di Libano. Alleluia. Se noi abbiamo avuto problemi della nostra infanzia, da quando eravamo giovani, problemi di vari tipi, può essere salute, può essere spirituali, qualsiasi tipo di problema, possiamo ottenere la guarigione, la vittoria, la liberazione totale ascoltando la voce del Signore. Questo è l'unico via. Alleluia. Il pastore qua è in grado di farci andare a quel via giusto. Alleluia. Un pastore è come un puntatore che dice vai così. Alleluia. Like Paul says, follow me as I follow the Lord. Alleluia. Il pastore, nessun pastore, nessun uomo è in grado di liberare un uomo da se stesso. Alleluia. E quando uno è in grado di rispettare, di sedere al piede del Signore e ascoltare la voce, così avviene la liberazione.
Amen.
E si è scritto anche, la voce del Signore fa saltare anche i vitello, si fa saltare anche le monti, alleluia. Si fa saltare e tremare il deserto e tutto quanto. Questo parla della potenza che è nella parola, nella voce del Signore. Alleluia.
Amen.
E Gesù ha dimostrato questa voce quando ha chiamato Lazzaro. Conosci Lazzaro, la storia di Lazzaro, della tomba? No? Ma tu non hai studiato la religione?
Sì,
certo. Ho capito. Questi bambini italiani sono così. Alleluia. Allora, Lazzaro è stato una persona molto famosa nella Bibbia. Lui è stato risuscitato dalla morte. Alleluia. Gesù ha chiamato Lazzaro fuori dalla tomba. Lazzaro, vieni fuori. Usando termini di simbologia, Gesù dimostrava la potenza della tromba del Signore. È quella che è in grado di portare un uomo alla vita. Alleluia. Perché quando uno vive, vive nella gloria di Dio. Quando uno è morto, è privo della gloria di Dio. Allora, usando la simbologia, quella risuscitazione di Lazzaro parla di quel ritorno alla sua gloria. Alleluia. Questo è l'unico modo per essere liberati, fratelli. Dobbiamo essere in grado di ascoltare, ricevere, avere comunione con il Signore. Alleluia. This is very, very important. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Let us hear the voice. Hear the voice of God. Amen. Now for next week, can you quickly turn to the book of Revelation chapter 1? Revelation chapter 1 verse 10. Ultimo capitolo della Bibbia. Capitolo 1 versetto 10. Apocalisse. Sì. 1:10. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
This one is, we're going to continue from here tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Well, you know, I'm in the spirit already. I've lost track of time. Hallelujah. He said, don't be lying. Can you want me to flog you? Amen. I was in the spirit on the Lord's
day,
and I heard behind me a great
voice
of a
trumpet.
You see the word again, great and
trumpet.
Saying, I am
the Alpha and Alpha the Omega,
the first and the
last.
What thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now go down to verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. Now let's stop here. I won't go further because this is for next week. Now I want you to notice something. Listen to me. John heard a what?
A voice.
Which is actually the great
trumpet.
He turned to see the
voice.
He didn't turn to see any man. And listen to me. He didn't turn to see any ministry. It's very important we understand certain things. When you come here to fellowship with the voice of
God.
Don't be distracted with other things. A pastor called me, a brother called me yesterday and told me, I hear what is happening in town. I should be careful, don't move with this sister. Do you know that she's pregnant? If you turn around to see that voice, you will not hear
the voice of God.
You will not be hearing all those kind of
voices
anymore. You will be hearing Pastor Trevor. That was you know, they know they pray for that church. Amen.
Amen.
That one is teaching us, he gets money past everybody. See, as he black. You will not hear that kind of thing if you come here to fellowship with the voice of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us not be distracted. Be taught to see the what?
The voice.
When you come here, be in the spirit and receive, tune your antennas and connect to the voice of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Giovanni è stato portato su in cielo e la Bibbia dice che Giovanni ha girato. Prima ha sentito una voce dietro a lui che somigliava un grande tromba. La Bibbia dice che lui ha girato per investigare, per vedere questa voce. Io volevo di sottolineare che noi veniamo qua per avere comunione con quella voce. Alleluia. Non per vedere gli uomini, non per criticare nessuno, ma per vedere e di ascoltare, di avere comunione con quella voce. Alleluia. Concentriamoci, la guarigione è per tutti. Concentriamoci su questa voce. Dobbiamo essere focalizzati e vedrà che otteneremo quella cosa che noi desideriamo.
Amen.
Let's stand up, please.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the voice. Hallelujah. It says that the voice maketh the hinds to calf. Oh, hallelujah. You know what that means? It makes the goats to what? To deliver. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody will ask that question, but how does this go? How has this got to do with my salvation? What he's saying is what? Is that you will bet Christ as you hear this voice. Hallelujah. The mountains in your life shall be skipped. They shall skip. They shall be taken out of place. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father, thank you for this word. Hallelujah. The voice of God is strong. Hallelujah. La parola, la voce del Signore, la trompa del Signore è potente. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grazie. Grazie perché questo è l'ultimo tromba. Ciò che porta alla luce le cose nascoste di Dio. Hallelujah. Affinché gli uomini possano ottenere un'eredità per sempre. Per sempre. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Open the windows of heaven. The Bible says that as you seek the kingdom of God, He adds every other thing. Hallelujah. Your daily bread. Your clothing. Hallelujah. Everything that you need in this life, God is able to supply your needs according to what? His riches in glory. Hallelujah. It is possible. I've seen it work. And I know if God is not a partial God. God is not a, how do I put it? Somebody that, how does the Bible say it? A respecter of persons. God not no pastor or this or that. Hallelujah. All are His. Hallelujah. Praise God. So dig into the Spirit. And your prosperity will follow you.
Amen.
Your healing will follow you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he's saying, come up hither. Hear the trumpet of God.
Yes.
Hear the message of the Spirit.
Amen.
Declaring the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. Try to come to the next services, next few weeks. And so I will investigate what this trumpet is saying.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Before, when we started, the service, God showed me already the cup, the silver cup. Inside the cup was oil. And I feel those the word it significant the word that will be coming that from the beginning of this program at the end of this program we bring drinking from this oil from this cup. It was a golden silver cup. That was one. As the service was going on, the Lord showed me, you know, from a rock. From that rock, there was a big hole that comes out from the other side of the rock, gushing out with water. That was what the Lord showed me. Praise the Lord for the church.
Have you received the water today?
Amen. Yes.
That rock is in our midst. And we are receiving of the river of life. Hallelujah. Lay have ever visto una roccia? Da questa roccia usciva acqua, un fonte di acqua. Hallelujah.